And now we go to Washington, D.C., where city councils are considering a proposal to pay 50 of the city's most troubled criminals annual stipends, maybe around $9,000, to help them make the transition out of prison and a life of crime. The idea is modeled on a successful long-running program in Richmond, California, in the Bay Area. But D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser opposes the idea. She wants to give more power to police officers to fight crime. Washington Post reporter Aaron Davis has been following this. He joins us by Skype. And Aaron, this program is part of a larger crime bill in D.C. So tell us a little bit more about what some of the counselors who are behind this bill are saying and why they're debating it now.
This is an interesting point in time for Washington, D.C. For years, for decades, really, crime has been going down. In the last year, as several large cities experienced, there was a major uptick in homicides, up 54% for the year. And it's kind of made this point of for a gut check in D.C. What are we doing? How are we handling violent crime? And this was also happening against the backdrop last year of riots last year in Baltimore. And should we be putting all of our resources into a tough crackdown or not? The city council is kind of taking a stance now where they say, we think that there's a softer way to deal with this, that in fact, we need to be treating this surge in homicides like a public health crisis. And so this requires really bringing in these folks who are most likely to commit murders, most likely to be to resort to gun violence, and see if we can and bring them in and change their behavior.
Yeah. So the money in this proposal, again, part of a larger crime bill, is relatively a small amount of the larger bill that would also put psychologists in emergency rooms, as you write, to treat victims in the aftermath of crime. It would expand job training. But this money, what? It's hoped that this would keep someone who's just gotten out of prison, keep them in programs to retrain them and keep them from going back to crime to make money?
That's more or less the idea. That's the hope. So there's a couple places this has been tried. In fact, in Boston, there was a program years ago where they would try to give these folks who are coming out of jail more resources. And Chicago's tried to do something like this. But the most successful model is in Richmond, California. This is the San Francisco Bay Area. In 2008, they were the sixth deadliest city in the country, and they started this program. It was funded in part by a grant. And by their account, a 76% drop in crime among these participants in this group. 80% of them have never been considered or suspect in a violent crime again. So D.C. wants to try to replicate this, and whether they can or not remains to be seen.
Well, as you just mentioned, in Richmond, it's paid for largely by grant money. In D.C., this would be taxpayer money, and that's part of the objection?
That's definitely elevated the question of whether this is the right way to spend money, especially it's taxpayer money. This is not money that the city has to just throw around right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of needs. There's a huge affordable housing crisis. And they've also got a huge retirement bubble coming forward right now with their police officers. So should they be spending money to hire more police officers? Should they be spending money directly on these folks to try to keep them prevent crime? And the idea is this, that when someone comes out of prison, they're kind of on their own. They don't have a lot of resources. They might, as soon as they get out, be slapped with child support payments, rent payments, and it's easy money perhaps for some of these folks to go back to dealing drugs. And if you can stop them from entering into that process by mm-hmm. giving them a little bit of money up front, saying, here, instead spend your day coming with us and go to this behavioral health program, come see this life coach twice a week. And if that's enough to kind of break the cycle and get them into a better program, a better plan, that's the idea.
Well, and you spoke to a public health specialist who also pointed out the cost of crime is far higher than the $9,000 a year, to keep somebody in prison. Obviously, the cost of horrible crime like homicide, the emotional cost, $9,000 doesn't seem like a lot. But we'll see what they decide in D.C. That's Aaron Davis. He covers D.C. government and politics for The Washington Post. Aaron, thank you.
No, thank you.